your strength is?
Well, I believe it's pretty well balanced this year, to tell the truth.
Got good pitching?
I believe we will have, yes.
You think you're going to have the pitching you had last year?
I believe we'll have better pitching than we had last year.
What makes you think so? Who's coming up that makes it look better?
Well, we've got some fellas out of the service that should help us a lot. Fellas like Beathorn, Olsen, Mears, fellas Schmidt, all those fellas should be a big improvement.
All right, then you got a stronger pitching staff. We've talked about the catching staff once.
Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills.
This is Ryan Kerr on behalf of the Golding Institute, dedicated to preserving without prejudice the sounds that make up our vast galaxy and form the parameters of our culture. Today we will examine the sonic landscapes of a location so close to most of our neighborhoods, yet so far removed from most of our lives. Hello, I'm Ryan Kerr, and we're speaking, of course, of the adult bookstore. It will be my distinct pleasure today to accompany you on this tour of triple X-rated adult bookstores. For reasons of morality or fear, the adult bookstore is a world that some dare not venture into. But now you can experience the erotic environment of these veritable palaces of sin and despair. I know I'm ready to begin this assignment, so let's loosen our belts and go on in. We're in! We've made it. Don't feel shy. You're not a pervert. You're a spy on behalf of the Golding Institute, a not-for-profit organization. So get comfortable, sit back in your easy chair, and above all, listen. Whistle While You Work may have been written with a jolly good children's musical in mind, but here the logic is applied to the most adult of professions, selling anally fixated magazines to sex-crazed wackos, possibly fresh out of the insane asylum. Although a call to a 976 phone sex operator can be quite expensive, on the following field recording our secret spy got more than he bargained for. The cashier at this adult bookstore was not only female, but she was on the telephone, bearing her soul, and possibly more. Let's eavesdrop, and it won't cost us $3.99 a minute.
When you get here, I'll be gone. Yeah. Huh?
Julie and Henry.
Julie, all of her jobs could only verify the date. Because the manager she was working for is no longer there. And we didn't get through Beacon. Basically everybody else. They can only verify. Man, don't tell me. Oh, okay. How about say, damn, we got some white box of PCs. We got a box of PCs. Two boxes.
Still got it.
Listening to this next selection with its pounding hammers, it's easy to imagine you've stumbled upon a typical construction site. Wrong again, chum. The workers captured on tape here aren't building a church or hospital. They're hard at work constructing self-masturbation booths for the erotically ambitious customers of San Francisco's Sin Hole.
Bunbury, old Boojum, I'm actually overjoyed.
I'm Brentwood, overnourished.
Let's step into this party house and order some invisible rabbit.
Do you mind if I put a nice cue on your head? I want to make a speed jump for a termite.
Not at all, old chap. And but I say, did you finish planning that dinner you're giving to the sponsor?
Yes, I did. You see what the living dinner we're having. It's a meal fit for tea.
Well, I'd like to know more about it. If you finished the menu, where is it?
What, old country?
Where's the menu at? The menu at?
Oh, the menu at, yes, I'd love to. I say, yes, for Willie. Yes.
Do you know how many sailors there are in Los Angeles?
Oh, yes. Docks and docks.
Tell me that. I said, Jack, here's a riddle.
Hi, girl.
My mother was married at 18. I have five sisters, and I live across from the city hall. How old am I?
40 years old.
How do you figure?
Well, I have a brother who's 20, and he's only half nuts. Thanks for listening tonight, folks. We hope you'll be on hand tomorrow night when the great movie producer Jack C. Peter Kirkwood masterminds another Hollywood epic. Be listening when he says,
"Yes, Lee, we've got to cut down expenses. Too many leading men on this lot. Now, who are they?"
Well, there's your brother Joe, your uncle Herschel, your cousin Keith, and Ray Milan.
What are you waiting for? Get rid of Milan. Good night.
The Jack Kirkwood Show is presented by I and his Joe. 99 and 44 100% sure. It's close.
Are you one of the women who wonders why there is more soap or nylon for radio? Well, just a pound of used fat can make over a pound of soap powder. So everybody every day save every drop of used fat. Be sure to listen tomorrow night for another adventure with that mighty vocal of the movies, Jack C.B. to Kirkwood.
This program has come to you through the courtesy of the American Forces Network. AFN, Augsburg. Now for a brief interlude of music by the Jesters.
No fun, he spoke his soul, he shouted all the louder. It's an Irish trick that's true, I can make the trick that's true. He overhauled his Mrs. Murphy's chowder. Mrs. Murphy gave a party just about a week ago. Everything was plentiful, the Murphys, they're not slow. They treated us like gentlemen, we tried to act the same. Only for what happened, well, it was an awful shame. Mrs. Murphy kicked the chowder out and fainted on the spot. She found a pair of overalls at the bottom of the pot. In Northern, he got reprimanded, his eyes were bulging out. He jumped up on the piano and loudly he would shout. Who threw the overalls and Mrs. Murphy chowder? Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder. It's an Irish trick that's true, I can mix it through. The overhauls and Mrs. Murphy chowder. They dragged the pan from out the soup and laid them on the floor. Each man swore upon his life he'd not seen them before. They were plastered up with mortar and were worn out at the knees. They had their many ups and downs as we could plainly see. And when Mrs. Murphy, she came to, she starts to cry and pout. She had them in the wash that day and forgot to take them out. Jim Nolan, he excused himself for what he said that night. So we put music to the words and sung with all our might. Who drew the overalls and Mrs. Percy Shouter? Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder. It's an Irish trick that's true, I can lick them, make it through. The overalls and Mrs. Percy
Yeah, it's 89.7 KFGC. Let's see, some of these old recordio discs off the radio. That last thing may have been Spike Jones. There's a couple tracks on this. There's three tracks. Looks like Jack Kirkwood and something, and then I think Spike Jones, the last thing. We heard a 45 out of the KFGC library from the Golding Institute. Too many records flying right here. Anyway, they put out a series of 45s. If weird sounds like that, that was sounds from San Francisco adult bookstores. They also have sounds of American fast food restaurants, also a series in various restrooms across the globe. Extremely interesting. Heard another accordion disc before that. somebody interviewing the Cubs. Should be post-war there. All right, I was going to tell you about something else, too. Another live mic and an ongoing series of never-ending live mics. They're awesome. This one is Stevenson Prophet. He plays live in the KFTC pit on April 27th during Eclectic Avenue. Some blues, some punk, some country, and a bit of rockabilly. High energy and fun to listen to. That'll be during Carson Street Show, Eclectic Avenue. That's Saturdays. That'll be this Saturday, or next Saturday, April 27th. Yeah, I guess that's this Saturday, huh? There you go. All right. Came across this next 45. I'm digging through the KFJC 45 bins. Not really bins anymore. Drawers. And, alright. We'll see what happens. I'm not really sure about this one. But, let's see what happens. The Surf Raiders. It's your Wave of the West. KFJC.
Sir. Buster.
I think you better call
Surf Buster.
Who are you gonna call?
Surf Buster.
I can't hear you.
Surf Buster.
Who are you gonna call?
Surf Buster.
Louder.
Surf Buster.
I'm speaking to you while walking alongside a parade. Next to me in the parade is Mr. Lance Lovegaard, a man who speaks for the extreme liberal point of view. Mr. Lovegaard, does this parade symbolize one of your liberal causes?
These, I think, are just a bunch of beautiful people trying to say something.
I see. Well,
it's just a lovely parade, that's all, of folks.
Is there any purpose to the parade?
Not necessarily.
I see.
They're not troublemakers, I'll tell you that. They're just carrying the flag and banners and...
I understand.
Beating a drum and playing music.
I understand. I'll try and keep up with you as we walk along.
Okay.
We'd like to know, as an extreme liberal, what are your feelings about Medicare?
Well, I think any sick person's got to get help. And I think that whether they be old or middle-aged or young... If something's the matter with you, physically or mentally, you've got to get help. And I think that a lot of doctors have just shut their doors to folks. And a lot of them have gotten greedy.
Have you had trouble seeing a doctor, sir?
Oh, a number of them.
I see.
They just don't know how to take me. But that's beside the point.
Yes, well, let's get along to one of our...
I'm speaking for everybody.
Well... We're talking to you particularly for the liberal point of view, and
yes.
We'd like to know how you feel about recognizing Red China.
I don't think you can miss it. My God, it's a big play. I always wanted to visit Shanghai and kind of skip through the streets and maybe ride in one of those little rickshaws, you know.
Yes, that's a lot of fun.
A copy of National Geographic and just hope for the best.
Sir, we'll move along to another political point here. How do you, as a liberal, feel about disarmament?
I don't see any real reason for arms. It just seems that the world is armed to the teeth.
What?
Everybody is just building, 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 building.
Don't get too excited, sir.
Well, I'm not kidding. You see it everywhere.
What about the national defense, space program, and things of that nature?
I think a lot can be done just by talking. And just sitting at a quiet table with a drink of your choice and...
You recommend this for our national defense, then?
For
talking?
Our defense, you silly savage.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be...
World, for the world.
Well, now, do you feel that the Communist Party should be outlawed in this country?
No, but they've got to have tremendous revisions.
Such as?
Well, I mean, of course, I don't know. You have the Communist Party and the American Nazi Party, which they are always in front of some of the better movies. I've had a hell of a time trying to get into the theater. Then the Ku Klux Klan is a wild group. I don't know what they're doing in those crazy sheets. A lot of these groups have got to be looked into and
put on a permanent
playground of their own.
Would you mind my asking the people at home, of course, they can't see us, what is that step you're doing as we're walking along?
I'm just sort of tiptoeing.
Oh. What
Why, are you making fun of it?
No, I certainly not, sir.
I bet you sense that I'm rather effeminate, don't
you?
No,
sir. Not at all.
I've got a hell of a tattoo on my right arm for World War II.
Well, you're quite well
okay,
built.
Okay, you better believe it.
One last question, if I may. What would you say sums up your position as a liberal?
I think this. I would like to see just sort of the whole world... In false faces.
In false faces?
In false faces, and sort of a tremendous Mardi Gras, so that it would sort of lighten the burden of reality.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lovegaard.
Thank you.
89.7 KFGC. It's a little late as usual, but making it work, maybe. Jonathan Winters. Let's see here. That was another recent find. Whistle Stopping Jonathan Winters. We heard the Extreme Liberal. They still had the Fairness Doctrine. We'd have to play the ultra-conservative, maybe if we have time. Fit that in anyway. Okay, yeah, the Surf Raiders before that with Surf Busters. With a nice Phil Dirt review on that. And then there's this, the Wunderlich County Park. And it features 942, count them, 942 hillside acres of mixed evergreen forest, chaparral, open meadows, coast redwoods, and the Folger Estate Historic Site. Built in 1905 for coffee magnate James Folger. Horse stables offer beginner trail rides, horseback riding lessons, pony rides, as well as riding day camps for children and boarding services for horse owners. The local history museum is open on weekends. Wunderlich County Park is located at 4040 Woodside Road in the town of Woodside. More details, smcgov, San Mateo County Government.org, /parks/Wunderlich, WUNDERLICH-park. All right, my name is Sluggo. Got records everywhere, all sorts of things pulled, but I won't get to hear everything. You may hear a little of this Search for Bridie Murphy. Experiment number one. It's a Way to the West, KFGC.
This record has been suggested as a supplement to the book, The Search for Bridie Murphy, by a number of people who heard the tape recordings which are printed as a part of the text. The Search for Bridie Murphy is the true story of a skeptical young businessman who learned, much to his surprise, that the wonders of hypnosis are very real indeed. As a result, he first became interested in medical hypnosis. Later, the author used hypnosis as a possible tool to explore the phenomena of extrasensory perception, that is, telepathy and clairvoyance. Finally, he used hypnosis as a window into the past. He experimented, in short, with a technique known to the experts as hypnotic age regression. The term age regression refers to directing a hypnotized person to recall events which took place in the past, even to the extent of remembering events which occurred in infancy. Although these hypnotic age regressions are conducted every day by psychiatrists and psychologists, very few laymen have had a chance to hear actual recordings of such experiments. Consequently, people familiar with the original research urge that at least a portion of one of these ordinary age regressions should be made available. Furthermore, they considered especially advisable the inclusion of a major portion of the first Bridie Murphy experiment, which is described in the book. In this instance, printed words alone cannot adequately express the quality which characterizes the vocal expression of the hypnotized subject. Accordingly, actual selections from the tape recording appear to be indispensable. The book itself sets forth in detail the technique which was employed to place the subject in a deep hypnotic trance, so recording time will not here be consumed for that purpose. Let us therefore pick up the tape recording at a point after the subject is already in a deep trance. Keep in mind that while the memory of the hypnotized subject can turn back to infancy, the voice and the mentality can be kept at the adult level. This is known as the recall type of regression. Everything you hear on this record, with the exception of my own commentary, which will be interspersed throughout the record, was taken from a single trance session, the first Bridey Murphy experiment. Recordings of later experiments are also available. The time is November 29th, 1952, 10:35 p.m. The subject of this hypnotic experiment is Mrs. Ruth Simmons, age 29. The hypnotist is Maury Bernstein, whose voice you will hear next as he gives instructions to his entranced subject.
Deep asleep. Deeper and deeper asleep. Deeper and deeper asleep. Now we're going to turn back. We're going to turn back through time and space, just like turning back in the pages of a book. And when I next talk to you, you will be 7 years old, and you will be able to answer my questions. When I talk to you next, you will be 7 years old, and you can answer my questions. Now you are 7 years old. Do you go to school?
Yes.
All right. Who sits in front of you?
Jacqueline.
And who sits behind you?
In front of me.
Do you know any boys in the class?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any nice boys that you like?
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of one?
Donald.
And what is your favorite study? What is your favorite subject?
Reading.
Can you read well? Are you a good reader?
Fair.
All right.
Fair.
All right. Now rest and relax. We're going to turn even farther back through space and time. We're going back now to the time when you were 5 years old. We're going back to the time when you were 5 years old. When I talk to you again, you'll be just 5 years old. Now you are 5 years old. And you can answer my questions. Do you go to school?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
All right. Who sits in front of you?
Mom.
Why is that?
Instead of they're long tables, nobody sits in front of me.
Who sits on your left?
Violet.
And who sits on your right?
David.
All right. What is your favorite game?
Hopscotch.
Who is your best friend?
Jacqueline.
All right. What is your favorite toy?
Bubbles.
All right.
Doll.
Oh, I see. Bubbles is a doll.
Mm-hmm.
I see. What is your favorite dress? Do you have any dress that you like better than the others?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it?
It's a black velvet one. It has little tiny bows on the pockets. Black velvet dress. Big pockets I could put my hands in with bows on it.
I interrupt here in order to clarify 2 points. First, it should be repeated that this is the recall type of regression, during which the subject's voice changes to some extent, but in general remains at the adult level. This is the voice of a 29-year-old woman who, under hypnosis, is remembering not reliving events which took place in infancy. Second, it should be kept in mind that the tape recording which you are hearing was not recorded in a sound studio with professional equipment. It was made rather with an ordinary home recorder. The sound quality, therefore, is below professional standards. One result, for example, is the exaggeration of the subject's breathing. Whenever the microphone was placed directly in front of her mouth, her breath against the microphone exaggerated the sound of breathing. Now, to return to the hypnotic experiment.
All right. All right. Now rest and relax, because you're going still farther back in space and time. When I talk to you again, you will be 3 years old. You will be 3 years old. Now you are 3 years old. Now, do you go to school?
No.
You do not go to school?
Mm-mm.
All right. Do you have any dolls?
One little colored doll.
Do you know what it looks like?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what it looks like.
It's colored, like a colored baby. It has black hair painted on its head. And it has a green and white polka dot dress. No shoes. And then it's a diaper. It's dirty. Didn't wash the diaper, and nobody washed it.
That's very good.
Dirty.
Do you have any playmates?
Just my sister.
What church do you go to?
No church.
All right, now I'm going to talk to you again in a few moments.
The next time I talk to you, you will be only 1 year old. Now you're 1 year old and you can answer my questions.
Now, how old are you?
One.
Do you have any toys?
Some blocks. A cotton dolly. I tore her dress and sucked on her, got her all dry and funny looking.
What is her name?
Just baby.
What do you say when you want a drink of water?
Well.
What do you say when you want a glass of milk?
Can't say that.
It was at this point that the hypnotist made the decision to take his subject over the hump. He decided, that is, to find out whether Ruth Simmons, in deep hypnosis, might possibly be conscious of events which had taken place even before her birth. As a preliminary step just prior to the prenatal regression, the subject was once more directed to see scenes which had taken place in infancy. The hypnotist asked her to recall some scene which had taken place at the age of 6, then at the age of 5, and then at 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now to continue with the tape recording.
I want you to keep on going back and back and back in your mind. And surprising as it may seem, strange as it may seem, you will find that there are other scenes in your memory. There are other scenes from faraway lands and distant places in your memory. I will talk to you again. I will talk to you again in a little while. I will talk to you again in a little while. Meanwhile, your mind will be going back, 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 and back until it picks up a scene. Until, oddly enough, you find yourself in some other scene, in some other place, in some other time. And when I talk to you again, you will tell me about it. You will be able to talk to me about it and answer my questions. And now just rest and relax while these scenes come into your mind. Now you're going to tell me what scenes came into your mind. What did you see? What did you see?
Scratched the paint off my bed. Just painted it and made it pretty. It was a metal bed. And I scratched the paint off of it. Dug my nails on every post and just ruined it. It's just terrible.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I was just mad. An awful spanking.
What is your name?
Bridie.
Your name is what?
Bridie.
Don't you have any other name?
Bridie Murphy.
Where do you live?
I live in Cork. Cork.
Is that where you live? And what is the name of your mother?
Kathleen.
And what is the name of your father?
Duncan. Duncan Murphy.
How old are you?
4. 4 years old.
And you scratched the paint off your metal bed?
Yes. Scratched the paint off.
All right. Now see if you can see yourself a little older. See if you can see yourself when you're 5. Or 6. Or 7. Or see yourself when you're an older girl. Are you a girl or are you a boy?
I'm a girl.
All right. Do you see yourself when you are older?
It's your fine 89.7 KFGC. Getting close to the end of my shift. My name's Sluggo, almost out of here, but it's Vinyl Fine, and the festivities never stop. Avakov, who's coming up next, hosting Radio Vespers, 10 until 2 a.m., all vinyl. See what he's got up his turntable for you. Letting you know, we just heard from Research Recordings something called the Search for Bridie Murphy. Experiment number 1 has a copyright here of 1956. Goodwill find. All right, not sure even where we're going in this last 20 minutes, but I do have a another one of these recorder discs. This one's on a Silvertone disc. And on the label it says Just Paul. The date of October 28th, 1947. And it's 78 RPM. We're going to check that out. Move this right over here.
What should I see? Oh, I'm Jenny Cantor. Yes. What I'm gonna do? Nothing. Okay. Just. I'm missing Joan Paul.
Oh, no. Mark.
Come here, Miles. Mark, come here. Joe and Paula bargain egan, Joe and Palmer can a bargain diggin', I suit the price of gabardine. scream, said I'm going plain as Jean. What? Speed! Okay, Sammy, second verse.
What? Joe Paul's a foggy megan. Joe Paul's making a foggy creek and I'll shoot the coat of it. A herring bait. Break the heart of clay disease. God, speed. Mamas, how tired am I? He's a hook at the east of Geisterdown. That's right, David. Yeah, races to a case of a bottle, most of which is castor oil. Get them as I'm a bottle, oyster drinking, and great marriage like this oyster. I stood at him with a word of his back speech.
Okay, just a minute. Rose, come here. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is coming from 1429 South Bedford. It's the Yiddish program of the WBZZ. Hot beach! Yossel, give a hand! Yossel, look at this!
Ladies and gentlemen, the gathering known as the home of the Levine, Tanners, etc., etc., including Miss Mailer, giving you a repetition of the old record, the old concern of Joe and Paul. We have three stores in New York, including Biscuit Avenue and Bronx. That's all.
Yeah, maybe
talking here with one of the survivors of Stanley Kramer's new comedy, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Are you able to talk about it, sir?
Well, I was at the theater, and without any warning, this onslaught was unleashed upon us.
Yes, and your head there, sir?
Happened when I pitched forward, screaming at Buddy Hackett, just as a guy in front of me throws his head back from laughing at Milton Berle. I tell you, people around me were gasping, begging for mercy. It wasn't pretty.
Yes, and your arm there, sir?
That happened when I wrenched away from Jonathan Winters on one side of the screen, only to be convulsed by Mickey Rooney, Sid Caesar, Phil Silvers on the other side. It's Incinerama, you know.
Yes.
Spencer Tracy, Ethel Merman, Dick Sean, Terry Thomas, they come at you from all sides.
And
the audience is screaming and yelling and weeping, and they're trying to make it to the exits, but they don't make it.
Well, then you had a terrible time.
No, I had the time of my life.
Right through to the end?
Well, not right through to the end. At the three-quarters mark, I fell out of the balcony.
All around my neck here, I'm stiff.
Mm-hmm.
From throwing my head back and laughing.
What was the name of the...
I think it's definitely a dangerous picture.
Yes, what was the name of the movie?
It was called It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Ah, yes, Stanley Kramer's new spectacular comedy.
I got a spectacular neck here I want to tell you about.
In other words...
Without any warning, this picture is unleashed upon the audience. It's got all these comedians in it, see? Incinerama. Spencer Tracy, Milton Berle, Buddy Hackett, Ethel Merman, Mickey Rooney, Dick Shawn, Phil Silvers, Thomas Terry.
Terry Thomas.
Him too, and Jonathan Winters, see? Well, you're on the floor. Then you think you're going to get a rest from laughing, right?
Right.
Forget it. There's nowhere to get your breath. We laughed till we wept. And the hollering.
Beg pardon?
People around me were hollering for mercy, clutching at one another.
You mean it's
I think Kramer went too far with this thing.
Yes, you mean it's that funny from beginning to end?
Well, I wouldn't know about the end. At the three-quarter mark, I had to be assisted into the lobby.
I was sick with laughing.
You enjoyed the picture then?
For a while I did, but then I began to really hurt from so much, you know,
mm-hmm.
continual laughing.
Yes. Do you remember the title of the film?
I'm afraid so, yes. It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Produced by Stanley Kramer?
Well, I wouldn't know about that.
Uh-huh.
Well, we were sitting there. We didn't know what was coming, and suddenly, without any warning, it was unleashed upon us.
Mm-hmm.
It was Incinerama, and we laughed until we wept for three solid hours.
Yes, well...
I was in physical pain from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a surprise ending, by the way?
I wouldn't know about that. At the three-quarters mark, I had to be assisted into the lobby. I was sick with laughing.
Mm-hmm. You enjoyed the picture then?
For a while I did, but then I began to really hurt, you know, from so much continual laughing.
Yes. Does it have a surprise ending, by the way?
I wouldn't know about that. At the three-quarters mark, I had to be assisted into the lobby.
It was 10 p.m., Sunset Strip. It had been a long day. My name is Johnny Spots.
Private ear for Heller Corporation, Hollywood, California. Don't know how it happened, but I found myself in the middle of a psychedelic freakout in a parking lot of the Bank of America. A chick with hair down to her bare feet and a 100-foot stare in a 10-foot room screamed into my ear, "We shall overcome." I said, "Baby, we did." "Haven't you heard our advertising story?" "Mass media," she sneered, and hit me with a 9x12 picture of Mario Savio. "Don't knock it, kid," I replied. "Remember.
This brand is your brand. This brand is my brand. From the famous known brand to the X or Y brand. And thanks to this brand, and thanks to that brand, we have the wonders of TV.
If it weren't for your brand, and it weren't for my brand, there would be no Lake Show or Gilligan's Island.
Holy competition! There'd be no Batman!
That's why we keep our television free.
This brand is your brand. This brand is my brand. Aren't you glad you live in a sell and buy land? Fight 'em in the lowland. Fight 'em in the highland. Come join the cause and stamp out pay TV. Keep our television free.
What do you do, she asked. We solve creative problems for advertisers and agencies, I replied. Forget it. Join the movement, she said. Then she wanted to know if I was for integration. Is she kidding? Ever try to integrate 15 minutes of copy points, mention 12 items, plug the client's name 4 times, and do it in a 10-second radio commercial? Man, that's integration.
Uncle John's Pancake House, German Swedish buttermilk. Uncle John's Pancake House, potato pancakes, smooth as silk. Uncle John's Pancake House, date nut waffles and pecan. Uncle John's Pancake House, French and African banana.
It pays to identify with positive causes, and one good pancake house deserves another, if you're hungry. And who isn't?
Hey, look at us, the whole gang.
Yeah!
Here we are, here we are.
Yeah!
All together at
the International House of Pancakes.
Oh, boy. And here comes our lovely waitress.
Hello. My name is Gloria.
Gloria.
Gloria, Gloria, Gloria.
Wait a minute, everybody. One at a time. Now, Billy, you're going to have
a waffle.
Make mine a Denver omelet.
And Cindy wants a chicken pot pie and buckwheats over there. And a Swiss burger here. And Barbara, what'll you have?
A hot fudge sundae.
Swell. Okay, now, Freddie, what do you want?
I want a...
Freddie, make up your mind.
Come on, Freddie, what do you want?
I want to go to Little Boy
who serves you the best damn pancakes in the whole wide world. And a menu of family dinners, too. It's the Pancake House with the bright blue roof. The International House of Pancakes.
That's who?
Then, little often, Annie says, "You're out of touch. You don't know the issues. You've lost contact with the Earth." She didn't know Heller Corporation is the greatest Earth show on air. But you can't fly without fuel, so I turned her on with our version of the Three Bears. Hams, Fergie, and Falstaff.
Pour yourself some freshness. Have yourself a ham.
Hey, Charlie, I think your bottle's off key.
No, yours is off key.
Oh, yeah? Well, how's this?
It's not it.
It doesn't make it, huh?
This bottle tune-up was brought to you by the Falstaff Brewing Corporation of San Jose, California.
You're still off, Charlie.
Throw out the Fergie. Fergie is so downright live. Pour out the Fergie. Fergie is always just right.
The bubbles and gleam of a clear crystal stream and Ham's beer.
For that feeling of freshness.
A stroll down the lane moments after the rain and Ham's beer.
For the feeling of freshness. Fresh from the sky blue water. Try Ham's beer.
Charlie, set up two Falstaffs. Thanks.
Hey, don't your horse ever say thanks?
Hardly never.
This horse opera was brought to you by the Falstaff Brewing Corporation of San Jose, California. Transcribed.
People say a man is made out of blood, but a man is made out of Bergie and Bud. Bergie and Bud and foam and hops, a brew that's light and a top that pops. You wet 16 tongues, and what do you got? A sponsor that's happy and a wife that is not. Into your mouth and out of your ears, you're pretty stoned when you drink 16 beers. You see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't and a lot of men died. Women have run and men cry tears. Your breath is pretty strong after 16 beers. You wet 16 tongues and what do you got? A head that's aching and a liver that's shot. When 17 comes, put down that glass. 'Cause when you're out of Schlitz, you're out of gas. You take 16 tons, and what do you get? You take 16 tons, and what do you get? You take 16 tons.
Then I explained you can't sing a protest song without perfect pitch. We found the most perfect pitch is commercials we're proud of.
We grow the biggest corn for the biggest taste.
We grow the biggest corn for the biggest taste.
We grow the biggest corn for the biggest taste. We grow the biggest
corn for the biggest
taste.
Corn nuts, toast it,
corn.
We grow the corn nuts bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we toast it better.
Then we put it in a clean white package.
Corn nuts, toasted corn. Yeah, we love the taste of corn nuts, toasted corn. Corn nuts, toasted corn.
I asked her where she got her crazy mod threads. She said, just outside of Berkeley, there's a town called San Francisco. A great place to protest. And it's also perfect for buying an individualistic garment that conforms to the idea that all men and women are created to fit into an ideal. Pair of pants.
What's that man got? Bruce Atkins knows. He's got a lot. Bruce Atkins clothes. He's an action guy. He knows where to buy. Be that man who knows what goes. Hear him say it. That man wears Bruce Atkins clothes.
Sometimes, I added, our style is a few words and much music. Then the whole crowd decided to stage a sit-in. I joined them. I had a cause, too. I mean, what do you do when a client says, we have a product we're proud of? We want to make it a household word. We want best fertilizer on the tip of everybody's tongue.
Look at the trees and the grass and the flowers in your garden, and you start to think that the best thing about it is that it's quiet, really peaceful.